Drug recovery workers in New Hampshire will soon have a new tool to help their clients, acupuncture. It's a kind specifically designed to help addicts deal with withdrawal symptoms and cravings. For decades, this treatment could only be administered by licensed acupuncturists, but as of July, New Hampshire joins more than 20 other states in allowing those on the front lines to offer this care too. In our series Alternatives, NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports on this new approach in the fight against addiction.
It's a hot summer evening in Nashua. A peer support group at the Revive Recovery House has just wrapped up a meeting, but a few women stay behind to get some additional treatment.
Are any of these burning or pinching or stinging?
Seven women sit in a circle as another woman places small orange needles in both their ears.
Okay, so you're going to feel a little pinch, but you've had this before?
Oh yeah, I'm used to needles, that's cool.
Okay.
I feel it already. Ooh, that one was good.
Is there anything burning or pinching or stinging? Okay, let me know if you're uncomfortable, but just rest as long as you like, I'm going to do the other side.
23-year-old Christine Tyrone is in a residential treatment facility for heroin addiction. She's received acupuncture before while in detox, but this time she says she's more clear-headed and noticing the results.
I can't believe I'm sitting down this long. I'm usually way overstimulated and I'm just sitting here. It's amazing.
Tyrone says after the treatment, she felt less anxious. Her migraine went away, and that night she says she slept like a baby. Studies have shown acupuncture can also help with acute withdrawal symptoms.
There's something that's going to help deal with the nausea, with the fluctuations in body temperature, with the anxiety, with the sleep.
Elizabeth Robb is a licensed acupuncturist in Manchester. For the past few months, she's been going to recovery centers like Revive to give free ear treatments. Robb says the ear makes sense. It has five distinct trigger points, and the treatment can be given in group therapy sessions, fully clothed. It's cheap, too. The supplies to do an ear treatment cost about 35 cents. Robb says the hard part is getting the treatment to the people who want it.
Many people who are looking for help aren't necessarily going to think to walk into an acupuncture clinic. And the people who are working on the front lines in the trenches with people who are in acute detox are not necessarily the licensed professionals.
There are about 130 acupuncturists in the state, and they've all been through thousands of hours of training. But few have been specifically trained on how to give this treatment to addicts. A new state law now allows licensed healthcare professionals, recovery coaches, and peer counselors to administer this ear treatment after completing a 70-hour course. Advocates for the change say this training, designed by a national group, has been around for decades, and it has a good safety record. But some acupuncturists in the state have concerns. Catherine Wontok of the New Hampshire Acupuncture Licensing Board says the board thinks the training should be New Hampshire-based.
The way the statute is written leaves the board's hands somewhat tied and leaves it up to this national organization as to what the training is, how many hours are required, you know, how much this course is going to cost.
The board is hoping to have the licensing process finalized in the next few months. And once they do, 27-year-old Ryan Fowler wants to get trained. Fowler has been in recovery from heroin for almost 3 years. Acupuncture is part of his ongoing treatment, and he's seen it help others when he was working at a recovery shelter in Manchester.
There was two or three nights when I could just feel the energy in the whole facility just kind of become more calm, just a lot more peaceful. It was really cool to see a group of people who are just hurt just calm down a little bit, even if just for a little bit.
Fowler is now a recovery worker in Concord. He hopes to start acupuncture training soon. And when he's done, he says he'll carry acupuncture needles with him, wherever he goes. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.